That's a group out of British Columbia called the B3 Kings. They have a new Christmas album. This is their third Christmas CD, and the album is called Laughing All the Way. That, of course, was Winter Wonderland. Corey Weeds was the tenor saxophonist with Bill Kuhn on guitar and Chris Gestrin, Hammond B3 organ, and Denzel Sinclair at the drums. Laughing All the Way, the name of the CD, from the B3 Kings. Opening up our Jazz Northwest for today. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. A belated happy birthday to Corey Weeds, who celebrated his birthday last night at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver, where there was a big celebration. And also today, there's a session going on all afternoon at the Shadbolt Center for the Arts in Burnaby, B.C. Lots of Vancouver musicians taking part in that all afternoon in Burnaby. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We're going to be playing some recent releases as well as maybe a couple tracks from the newly issued Johnny Griffin Lockjaw Davis recording Live at the Penthouse, which just came out Friday, Record Store Day, and Black Friday. And we'll have some music from that coming up, as well as some of the artists who are appearing around the area in the next week or so, like Jared Hall, who is performing tonight at the Royal Room at 7 o'clock with his quartet. He also has a gig coming up a little later in the week as well. And we'll also hear in this next set Greta Matassa from her new album Portrait. She has a holiday show coming up on Tuesday night at the North City Bistro. Right now, here's Jared Hall on trumpet with Troy Roberts on tenor saxophone. Tal Cohen is the pianist, and Josh Allen on bass, Kyle Swan on drums. This is a piece called Visions and Dreams, composition by trumpet player Jared Hall. Thank you.
baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, bangle, your heart will sing, sing a ling a wearing baubles, bangles and beads. You glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream, so that someday may buy you a ring, ring, a ring. I've heard that's where it leads. If you're wearing baubles, bangles, and beads, baubles, bangles, yeah, be ding, ding, a ling, wearing the baubles, bangles, and beads, sparkle, spangle. Your heart will sing, sing, a ling. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads, you will glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream, so that someday he may buy you a ring, ring, a ring, a heard that's where it leads. If you're wearing baubles, bangles and beads.
Baubles, bangles, and beads, sung by Greta Matassa from her new album, Portrait. And Greta is doing a holiday show Tuesday night at the North City Bistro at 7 o'clock. Greta doing Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, based on a tune by Alexander Borodin from the string quartet. Darren Clendenin was the pianist, with Clipper Anderson on bass and great drums and percussion work from Mark Ivester. Before that, we were listening to Jared Hall on trumpet, who was heard there with Troy Roberts on tenor, Tal Cohen piano, Josh Allen bass, and Kyle Swan on drums, in a tune from Jared Hall's album Hallways, all original compositions, this one titled Visions and Dreams. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon here. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Some items on our jazz calendar. There's Jazz Vespers tonight at Seattle First Baptist Church, 6 p.m. Sheila Kay is featured. Jared Hall Quartet's playing at the Royal Room. Taj Mahal is at Jazz Alley, closing out his annual run through Thanksgiving. And coming up on Tuesday night, in addition to Greta Matassa's holiday show at the North City Bistro, Brent Jensen's Pure Desmond Group plays at McMenamin's Elks Temple in Tacoma on Tuesday, and Mike Stern and Jeff Lorber Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. The Westerly's Brass Quartet has a holiday bash and benefit at the Knife Room on South Main Street in Pioneer Square on Wednesday night, and also Jared Hall's quartet plays at Sylvia Center for the Arts in Bellingham on Wednesday night. Jazz Night School Big Band, Blue, and Combos will be performing at the Royal Room. Overton Berry plays at the North City Bistro on Thursday night. Marina Christopher Trio will be at Vito's. Norman Brown's Joyous Christmas at Jazz Alley opens on Thursday night and runs through Sunday. Roosevelt High School's Jazz Nutcracker, the Ellington Strayhorn arrangements of Tchaikovsky's music, is going to be performed by the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band at Bainbridge Museum of Art on Friday night, and also on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Roosevelt High School's Performing Arts Theater. Jovino Santos Neto will be performing Friday night at Vito's. Bluesy Soulful Christmas with Nicole Mercedes at Egan's on Saturday night, and Greta Matassa will be singing at Boxley's in North Bend, Entre Mundos at North City Bistro. We wanted to mention the release Friday of the LP version of the Johnny Griffin Eddie Lockjaw Davis set live at the Penthouse. The album is titled Ow, after that Dizzy Gillespie composition by that name. Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis are two wonderful tenor players. Contrasting styles, they complement each other very well. Johnny Griffin's tenor is the smoother, more rapid-fire one. Lockjaw Davis is a little more rough-hewn, sort of inspired by the growly sound of Ben Webster. Here they are together with Horace Parlin at the piano, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Art Taylor at the drums, from a live broadcast we produced in 1962, a live broadcast from the Penthouse at Pioneer Square at the corner of First and Cherry. Here they are from this 1962 radio broadcast, Lockjaw Davis and Johnny Griffin, introduced by Seattle's own Buddy Catlett on bass, the tune How Am I to Know?
Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky, up above, all because we're in love. Lullaby of birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. There's a weepy old whistle He really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low. Kiss me sweet and we'll go. Flying high in birdland, high in the sky, up above.
That's Kelly Johnson from her recent CD, Something Good. Kelly Johnson singing Lullaby of Birdland with John Hansen at the piano, Michael Glenn bass, Kendrick Scott on drums, and a chorus on soprano sax from Jay Thomas in there as well. Johnny Griffin and Eddie Lockjaw Davis, the two tenor saxophonists heard before that from a live broadcast from the penthouse in Pioneer Square in 1962, backed by pianist Horace Parlin and Seattle bassist Buddy Catlett. Art Taylor was the drummer, and the tune, How Am I to Know? 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and goings-on about town. The Westerlies, as we mentioned earlier, are going to be back in Seattle for a holiday bash and benefit at the Knife Room on South Main Street in Pioneer Square. This is on Wednesday night. If you haven't heard the Westerlies before, they're based on a unique concept. It's a brass quartet. It's two trumpets and two trombones. There is no rhythm section. There is no chordal instrument. Most of the music they perform is their own compositions by all the members of the group. Originally, there were all from Roosevelt and Garfield High School. There's been one substitution since the group was originally formed. This is the original group. Riley Muhercar and Zubin Hensler are the trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock trombones, and we'll hear them doing this piece titled Double Situation. Thank you. the pianist Marina Albero, music from her forthcoming 3-CD set titled Life Soundtrack. That was a piece titled I Thought I Knew, an original composition by Marina Albero. Great combination of flavors of Spanish, flamenco, and jazz all involved there. Marina Albero at the piano with Hans Teuber on flute, Jeff Johnson bass, Jeff Bush percussion, and that piece titled I Thought I Knew. Marina Albero will have a CD release party coming up in a couple of weeks at the Royal Room. Before that, we were listening to the Westerlies, the brass quartet, including Riley Muhercar and Zubin Hensler, trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock, trombones, and a composition titled Double Situation. The Westerlies have a special event coming up on Wednesday. They'll be back in Seattle to perform their holiday bash and benefit at the Knife Room on South Main in Pioneer Square. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. And time for one more here. We're going to be listening to Edmonton alto saxophonist P.J. Perry with John Mayer at the piano, Steve Wallace bass, Quincy Davis on drums. Great tune by Benny Golson from P.J. Perry's album Alto Gusto. This is called Stablemates. Thank you. great alto saxophonist from Edmonton, Alberta, P.J. Perry, who is heard here with John Mayer on piano, Steve Wallace on bass, Quincy Davis, the drummer, and the tune by Benny Golson, Stablemates, from P.J. Perry's album Alto Gusto, the Cellar Live label. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you'll be back with us again next week at this same time. We'll have highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance, next week. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.